Last week, you remember how Mark gave us the account of Jesus and his newly minted disciples enter the synagogue on the Sabbath. And while Jesus is teaching, a man steps out of the crowd and says, "You're Jesus, the Son of God. What do you want with us?" And Jesus told the demon who was in the person in the man, "Be quiet and get out." And so the demon left with a shriek, it says. And the people were amazed. That's how we ended last week. The people were amazed at the authority that Jesus had. And then today, we're now in the home of Simon's mother-in-law. And so you can imagine, after this whole incident of healing that person in the synagogue, Simon says, "Hey, let's go to my mom-in-law's place and we'll have some dinner." Surprise! They get there, and the mother-in-law is ill. And so they said to Jesus, "Look, Simon's mother-in-law is ill. What are we going to do about it?" And so Jesus goes over and touches her hand and lifts her up, and the fever breaks. And she goes on to serve probably a wonderful meal. And then the story doesn't end there, though, does it? The story says, when it came to sundown, all the people of the town, probably those who had witnessed the healing in the temple and those who had heard about what happened in the synagogue, come to the house of Simon. They all want their family members or they themselves healed of whatever ailment they had. And so it says, many, many were healed and many demons were cast out. But at some point, Jesus must have said, "Listen, I'm really tired. I'm really tired. I've got to go to sleep." And then we hear an amazing story, don't we? We hear how all of a sudden, before dawn, Jesus gets up and goes off to a quiet place to pray. And the disciples wake up and look around and say, "Well, where's Jesus?" So off they go looking for him. Because now people are probably gathering again at the door of Simon's mother-in-law saying, "We want to be healed too." And so when the disciples finally find Jesus, what's their response? "Hey, get back to the house. Everybody's looking for you. Everybody wants to see you." You can imagine the surprise on the faces of those disciples when he said, "We're not going back." You're not going back. Why not? I mean, everything is there for your ministry to grow. You've got people who want to come to you, people who need to be healed. You can just grow your ministry here in Capernaum, and it'll be great. And he says, "No, I have to go out. I have to go where the people are. Not the people come to me, but go where they are." Imagine that. The shock on the disciples' faces when they said, "We're leaving. We're going on to the next town. And the next one after that, and the next one after that." And as the passage, Mark ends it by saying, word spread throughout Galilee because Jesus went to the people. And so when I was looking at this passage, it suddenly occurred to me there's two things that Mark really wants us to know. First is that when God, it's on God's time and in God's place where healing takes place. The first healing took place in the public, in the synagogue, loud, everybody around. Everybody could see and witness to what was going on. The second was in a private home to a woman that many didn't know. Think about that. One is very loud, one is very quiet. You see, God chooses the time and the place for healings to take place. We always kind of think, well, a healing should be really loud and active. But God says no. He says, "I choose the place, and if it's in the quiet of a private home, then that's where it'll be." He'll say, "Oh yes, we'll have them in the big synagogues and in the opening, in the where everybody can publicly see." But they'll also take place in the quiet, private moments of people's lives. So I think that's the first thing that Mark wants us to know. And the second thing is kind of like a little thread that's running through this whole Mark's gospel, an explanation of just what the ministry of Jesus will be. Just think about that, what the ministry of Jesus is going to be. So when you look at that, you say, well, what will that be? Well, the first and foremost, you look at it, it's going to be about teaching. That's what Jesus said. I have to leave this place and go out and meet people and teach them. So there's a teaching side of it. His ministry also will have a healing aspect of it, won't it? That healing will be a part of his ministry. And finally, that prayer will be a part of his ministry. So in that brief passage of 10 verses, we're given the example of ministry that Jesus will bring to the entire region and into our lives. That ministry is about teaching, it's about healing, and it's about prayer. Now you may say, well, you know, that's all fine and dandy, John, but you know, I don't see myself as a healer. Okay, but you may see yourself as a teacher. You may not see yourself as a teacher, but you may see yourself as somebody who can pray for others. That's all ministry. Jesus had it all together. He was the Son of God. He doesn't ask us to have all three of those elements in our ministry. He just says, the one that I've chosen for you, use it. Use it to the best of your ability. So I ask you to think about that this week. Think about how this whole ministry of God coming into the world, healing on his time, at his location, which can be either very, very loud or very, very quiet. But also, how is your ministry? Is it, if it's really active, great. If not, spruce it up a little. Ask God to bring the Holy Spirit in your life to sort of fan the embers to get them into flames again. Because we all have a ministry. We all reach out into the community. And as Jesus did, we have to go to the people, not expect the people to come to us. So think about that this week. Amen.